Today is Friday, January 18th. We're talking about Trump's new plan to defend the country and new details about the accusations against him. Plus, the largest public data breach, Apple CEO has some advice, and the rare sighting you could see this weekend. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump says it's time to update our missile defense plan, and his eyes are on space. USA Today reports Trump wants to have things like sensors in space that would detect and track missiles that are fired from the ground. It's the first new defense plan since 2010. But critics question if he can get Congress to actually approve enough money to make this all happen. And some wonder if the space strategy would even work. And today in Washington, top U.S. officials are scheduled to meet with North Korea's lead nuclear program negotiator. Two new reports about the illegal things President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, did, and how President Trump himself may have been involved. First, a report from BuzzFeed News. BuzzFeed cites two law enforcement officials who say Trump told Cohen to lie to Congress, which some say could be obstruction of justice. Critics say Cohen cannot be trusted, but the BuzzFeed report says investigators actually have witnesses, emails, and other documents to back this up. But at this point, other media have not been able to confirm the report. And more Cohen news. The Wall Street Journal reports Cohen says he paid a small technology company to try and rig online political polls before the 2016 election, and that Trump told him to do it. Trump's new personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says Cohen is a liar and that Trump himself did not know about that if it happened. One day after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked the president to postpone the State of the Union address because of the shutdown, Trump postponed her international trip. Pelosi was going to visit troops in Afghanistan as well as stop in Brussels and Egypt, but President Trump let her know right as she was about to leave, she can't use the military plane after all because of the shutdown. The AP calls it a political tit for tat, and even some lawmakers say both the president and Pelosi are getting too political and inappropriate. It's day 28 of the shutdown now, and still no end in sight. At least there are people helping out federal workers who are going without a paycheck for nearly a month. CBS News reports nonprofits and everyday people have been donating food, money, diapers, and even haircuts. And some companies are stepping up too, like Kraft, opened a store in D.C. where furloughed workers can get some free food. A handful of political demonstrations are happening today and tomorrow, including the March for Life today, the biggest anti-abortion event of the year, and on Saturday, the third annual Women's March. Remember, hundreds of thousands of women came out to protest in D.C. in 2017, but this year there will likely be fewer women showing up. The Washington Post says the Women's March organization has faced allegations of anti-Semitism and financial issues. The Women's March leader said in a statement, "That's not true. They exist to fight discrimination in all forms." More news still ahead, but a quick thank you to today's sponsor, Podcast Movement. First, let me say I know the organizers of this event, and they truly care about the podcasters who come to their conference. That's just one of the many reasons I highly recommend this conference. It's also the event to go to, whether you're just thinking about starting a podcast and want to test the waters, or you're already a rockstar podcaster. In fact, Podcast Movement is the world's largest gathering of new and veteran podcasters. The event helps make sure you are all set up for success and growth with everything you need, from the tech and production stuff to the marketing and monetizing. I'll never forget the first networking party I went to at Podcast Movement. I went to chat with the speakers I watched earlier in the day, and their advice in the panels and at the parties was so valuable. And now I've gone back as a speaker myself. So join me, and I want to connect with you while we're there. It's August 13th through 16th, but get tickets now while you can still use the code NEWSWORTHY for $50 off your registration. Go to podcastmovement.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY for $50 off. Now back to the news. The CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, is calling on Congress to pass a law to protect Americans' private data. In an essay published in Time magazine, Cook says companies who sell data should have to register with the government, and then Americans should be able to track and delete their own data. Some states are already trying to do this, but there's no federal law. Cook has been calling on the government for some time, asking for more data protection. Speaking of data, this was the largest public data breach ever. Wired reports nearly 733 million emails and 21 million passwords were stolen in this breach known as Collection Number One. A web security expert named Troy Hunt first found this, and he says it was first on a popular cloud storage site, and when that was taken down, it popped up on a popular hacking website. It's not clear where all the info came from exactly, but the data was not even on sale. It was just out there, available. The good news is there are no credit card or social security numbers in these exposed files. So what can you do about it? Well, the same advice applies to most data breaches. Change your password, don't reuse passwords, and enable two-factor authentication when you can. A new version of the best-selling F-150 pickup truck is in the works. Ford says to expect hybrid and electric versions of the pickup, and CNBC reports Ford is focusing on power and performance in addition to making it more efficient. So it can have great gas mileage and still tow 5,000 pounds. That's at least the pitch. But we can't see it for ourselves just yet. The timing is still a question mark. Look up this weekend and you might see a super blood wolf moon. Space.com says this will be the first total lunar eclipse seen by North America in 3 years. So what is a super blood wolf moon? Well, CBS News explains it's a combo of three lunar events at once. The super part is because the moon is closest to Earth in its orbit, so the moon might appear bigger. The blood moon is when there's a reddish glow. That happens from the total lunar eclipse, when the sun, moon, and Earth all line up and the Earth's shadow casts the red glow on the moon. And finally, a wolf moon is simply a Native American name for the first full moon of the year. And you won't even have to stay up too late to see it. You'll be able to see the super blood wolf moon before midnight in most of the U.S. She's the first woman to win a 268-mile race in the U.K., and her record time of just more than 83 hours shattered everyone else's, men and women, by a whopping 12 hours. And get this, The Guardian reports British ultra runner Jasmine Paris even stopped along the way to pump breast milk for her baby. And that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening. And of course, if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just head to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.